the quarterly performance data, which is paper D.
Paper D is a short report regarding our performance. I just want to clarify, because actually we supplied a presentation that we were hoping would be up on the screen to go alongside this, but I think we've had a bit of a communication breakdown about that. So what we can do is circulate the PowerPoint after the meeting, and that's probably the graphs you're used to seeing. But we know that the committee wanted to have a report as well, so hence there's not as much data in the actual report as was on the PowerPoint.
And in some ways that's quite helpful, because in my experience...
So I would know who you are.
It's on the floor.
We often focus on pure performance data, and actually this will allow us to look at true model quality. If members turn to D2 and look at the diagram at the top of that, begin to see how complex managing performance and quality is in children's social care. It is not simply managing timeliness of assessments. What's got the service to good is, yes, having a timely assessment, but it's the quality of the assessment that matters and the impact that has on delivering change to families. So as you can see, there's a range of activity that goes on day in, day out in children's social care. Observations of practice, audits of case files. Those audits happen on a program break basis, whether it's for children in care, children who are at risk, early help, cases in the MASH that are coming over to the Isle of Wight. All of that is taking place on a regular basis, and particularly sitting alongside social workers, understanding how they're delivering interventions. And that diagram captures all of that. It looks complicated, because as the director would say, it is complicated. It's a complicated business in terms of driving continuous improvement in children's social care. Section 2 on that page goes on to talk about the general children and young people's plans priorities. Those are all of the priorities for children on the island that have been agreed by the partnership, not just children's social care or children's services, but partners across the island. Section 3 details the service plan for the children and families branch. So that's the service that I'm responsible for and Kathy's responsible for. And you can see the bullet points there which highlight the priorities. And then you've got key business activities that have been taking place. and I'll just pick out two from there. Ensure that children achieve permanence and experience stability of care arrangements without undue delay, with reunification planned where this is safe to do so. So when children come into care, we don't want them moving from placement to placement. We want them to either be reunited home, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, back with their family. And if not, then in a settled placement that meets their needs, whether that's a foster placement or a residential placement. And in the main, it's foster placements. Section 5 is important because, of course, this is the sort of improvements that we're continuing to make on a regular basis. You know that the service, for the first time, achieved its Ofsted rating of good in November of last year. And by the way, that puts us on alert now that Ofsted could come back again for a different type of inspection, a small focused visit inspection, or even a JTI, which is a joint targeted area inspection. I think the latter's probably unlikely, given that they're currently in Portsmouth, as I understand it. So, but Ofsted will be coming back to us shortly, and that's part of the annual routine.
Like death and taxes, isn't it?
Sorry?
Like death and taxes, Stuart. It's inevitable, isn't it?
It is inevitable, yes.
Stuart, may I just query public law outline?
Yes.
I don't know what.
So, there's a process. If we believe that a child is at risk of significant harm and ultimately the child may need to be removed, children's services do not have the authority to remove children from care of their parents. Only the courts can do that.
Right, yes.
Before we put a matter before the courts, there is a public law outline process. We have to go through. It's a six-month process where we undertake a range of assessments and we test out, can the parents change and meet the children's needs?
Right. Thank you.
And in about half the cases, it's important to say they do make the changes. Unfortunately, in about another half of the cases, they don't. And we end up then going to court. I'm not going to go through all of the bullet points on the page D4. but a couple of points that I would just draw members' attention to. The Corporate Parenting Board, which the independent chair, Derek Benson, referred to, I think really is a model of good practice here on the island, and members regularly attend. It's having an impact on driving change for children in care and caring, and I think it's a commendable parenting board. And then the last point I'd make is that the new marketing campaign for fostering adoption, we've got two papers on the agenda, yeah. But that is really important to us that we continue to attract more foster carers to the council. And at that point, I'll be quiet and hand over to Cathy around the, just briefly around the transformation. Yeah.
So we have spoken about the transformation programme a couple of times, but just to summarise for members, we've had a significant investment from the Isle of Wight Council's corporate team in terms of investing into this transformation programme over the next 2 years, nearly £500,000. And what we are looking to achieve through that investment is three strands. One is related to developing a multi-agency approach to working with children and families across our services. And people will have heard us talk about the RAFT team previously, the Resilience Around Families team. That's a really successful team in our service that includes adult substance misuse workers, adult mental health workers, and also we have support from the U-Trust, our commissioned domestic abuse provider. In addition to those staff, we have intensive family support workers. And we have just recruited two child mental health workers who are going to be based in that team as well. So we're working in partnership with Catherine and her team about that earlier intervention and enabling children to stay at home safely. That's the key ambition of that team. And we also have very recently arranged that two PCSOs will also be coming across to that service. So they'll be starting in January. So we've got a really strong multi-agency approach supporting social care in that team. Another key element is something called the Hampshire and Isle of Wight approach. This is a methodology that has been developed in Hampshire in children's services through an investment in children's services. And it focuses on building resilience in children and families, but also in terms of the workforce, and using a strength-based approach to assessments and plans. It's had significant impact already in Hampshire, and what we're doing is, very lucky, they're a year ahead of us, so they've piloted that approach, and we're now landing that on the island. So we've, over the autumn period, we have trained up all of our staff in that approach, and we are using new formats, which we've launched in about a month ago, which are much more strength-based to work with our families, with the aim that we enable, again, more children to stay living at home safely with their families. And the third strand around our transformation programme is about facilitating effective social work. And by that, we mean allowing and freeing up social workers to actually get out and do more work with families. So that's through using new technology, digital technology. It's through investing in a new children's case management system, which we have just signed off, and we'll be implementing that over the next year. And that is all with the intention of freeing up social workers to actually be out there working with families rather than sat in the office having to write up case notes, etc. There will still be an element of that because that's actually part of the job. But actually, we're trying to, through using new technology, really, really improve that. So the final part of the report really is around some areas that were identified for improvement by Ofsted. So unbelievably, we're a year on from when we had our Ofsted ILAX inspection. And there were four key areas that they identified that they would put forward as recommendations to us. And as you'll see from the report, we have worked really hard against all of those, and we've seen an improvement in each of those areas. So one of them being the number of children in the public law outline in that court process or pre-court process. And actually we've seen a really clear reduction in the number of cases that have gone over that 6 months. And where there is children who have gone over that 6 months, actually there's a very clear rationale around that and why that is. And we've also improved our tracking around that. In relation to 16 and 17 year olds who are homeless, again, we've done a significant amount of work across both children's and housing services. We've developed a new protocol, we've got a new leaflet that we provide to children and young people at risk of homelessness, and we've also delivered training across both housing and children's social care to really improve our response around that. So it's been a really joined up corporate response on that. We've also increased the suitability of housing to meet the needs of our care leavers through a successful tender exercise, which the new provisions came in place in October. And we now have 19 new places for our children and young people, or rather our young people with complex needs. And we're actively working with housing services to support pathways into independence through their supporting people tender that they're just about to go live with. And then the final action force was around ensuring that our supervision was as high quality as we wanted our cases to be. And so we have brought in a new model of supervision and a new template. And again, we've provided training to our managers in how to undertake reflective supervision to support our staff. And our audits are already demonstrating that we're seeing an improvement there, but it's something that we'll continue
to monitor. I think it's fair to say that's work in progress. That's probably of all of the areas, that's just one of the more challenging ones. Because if you're having a reflective discussion, you're focused on each other having a discussion, you're not sat there writing it down. And that's quite, we need to just think about how we capture it better. But we've got good evidence that it's starting to take shape. And that summarises the report.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Right. Councillor Cameron, you have a question?
Thank you for the report. The new Touring Young People's Plan is due to be reviewed in the next year. Could we have a look at it periodically as you work on it, or can we have input on it?
Yes, absolutely.
Obviously, these recommendations, Ofsted recommendations, will be built in to the plan.
Yes.
But I think if the committee work on it alongside with you, it'll be sort of helpful as well.
I think it's a really helpful suggestion. I chair the Children's Trust, and the next meeting, I think, is March, and we will have a report going to that, which will summarise the progress against the plan. So that could come here.
That's great. Thanks.
Right, thank you. Any other?
Just related to that, Rob. In a way, I was wondering what the impact has been on the numbers of 16 and 17 year olds who are homeless. Has there been a reduction, a measurable reduction in that?
Well, they're not homeless. I suppose that makes sense. So what the issue was around them going into B&B, and in actual fact, some of them are now coming in a bit coming to foster care. So that's one of the key outcomes. So what Ofsted would say is, and I have to say, I think I agree with them, they'd say, if you're 16 and 17 year old and you're homeless, just being homeless, you've clearly got more other needs as well. And so we undertake a social work assessment, and many of those young people can come into care, hopefully only for a short period of time as we then transition them back out. But not all of them, there are one or two, because they refuse at 16, 17, so I don't want a social worker or a foster carer, but more are coming into care.
That's an improving picture.
It is, and I think what we're seeing is far less children in B&B.
Hold on to your thought about it being an improving picture when we talk about pleasure. Because it's the flip side of that coin.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. Yeah.
And, I mean, I would just say as well, and we spoke a little bit about Raft, that team are doing some sterling work in terms of very early intervention, where they're in potential risk of homelessness through whether it's a family crisis, and they're getting in and delivering mediation. And if that route isn't working, then there's a referral into social care for an assessment, and that's when we're seeing young people potentially accommodated under Section 20. I would also say that we've significantly reduced any use of bed and breakfast for our care leavers. There is the odd occasion, and this is 18 plus, so not 16 and 17 year olds, there is the very odd occasion where we have, that is our only choice. And for many of our young people, actually, even though we're able to offer a provision on the mainland, they want to stay here, because if it's a very temporary situation, they would rather stay here where all their networks are than go elsewhere. But because we work really closely with adult social care, housing and adult mental health services, to really reduce the use of bed and breakfast, not only actually for care leavers, but also families who have children as well. There's a significant reduction over the last year.
Thank you.
From the chair, I would like to express our thanks for what I find a much better report. I'm sure everybody would agree with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
We easily understood, because we do this once every quarter, you do it all day, but it really is appreciated, believe you me. Thank you. Right, we'll now go on to